This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney. One of the Bay Area's most revered foodies has retired. No, not Thomas Keller. Not Alice Waters. No, not Charles Fan. We're not talking about tablecloths here. We're talking foil-wrapped burritos. And the guy who's getting out of the business, he doesn't make them. He ate them. And he reviewed them.
I'm Charles Hodgkins. I'm the author of BurritoEater.com, San Francisco's top resource for taquerias and mustaches.
How do you know?
How do I know that I'm the top resource? Well, if you're the only resource, you must be the top one, right?
I guess that's true, but also the bottom one.
True. I prefer to look at it, you know, the other way.
Charles dropped into KALW for that conversation back in 2009 after he'd run the Burrito Eater website for many years. He wrote about and rated the burritos he ate on a 10 mustache scale. The more mustaches, the better. And he reviewed about two slabs, as he calls burritos, every week. And his witty take had made him something of a celebrity. I caught up with him in 2011 at La Playa Taqueria in the Outer Sunset after he'd eaten something like 800 burritos.
You know, hopefully I'll try to make it to 1,000 reviews in the next couple years. After that, all bets are off. But, you know, we'll see how things go.
Where will you have your 1,000th burrito, do you think? If you could have one burrito, what's it going to be?
Who knows? Maybe Papalote, maybe Taqueria San Francisco, maybe El Castillito. Maybe Farolito, maybe El Burrito Express, you know, the list goes on and on. There are a lot of taquerias in the city.
And you've been to all of them?
Well, probably. I don't know. Maybe there's another place out there I haven't uncovered yet, but I'd like to think that I've covered it pretty thoroughly. You know, it is San Francisco's top resource for taquerias and mustaches, after all.
Or the bottom resource.
San Francisco's bottom resource for taquerias and mustaches. Bastard.
Well, a couple more years have passed now, and Charles Hodgkins has kept on eating and writing about burritos. Number 998, Taqueria Cancun. Humph, he said. Number 999, Taqueria Vallarta. Hallelujah, he cried. And then he let me know that number 1000 would indeed be the Burrito Eater's last slab. So I joined him for the occasion. Charles and I are walking with several other burrito eaters through the Mission District. I ask him what he's been thinking about as he approaches the end of an era.
Blank thoughts. I've been thinking that it's been a long road. It's been 11 years. And we're walking down 25th Street, and this is the end of the road. And that's about as deep as I can get at this point.
I think it's really interesting that we're walking through the Mission District as we approach the final burrito. We're going to be passing a lot of burrito joints that you did not choose, like La Taqueria.
Awesome tacos, substandard burritos. I've never understood that place's popularity. And clearly neither is that person.
We pass boutique stores selling trendy t-shirts, bodegas with bins full of fruit on the sidewalk, Mayan dancers performing on a street corner. And then we reach a tortilla factory and taqueria called La Espiga de Oro. We go inside.
Hello, how are you? I'd like to get a super carne asada burrito with refried beans. No sour cream, please.
The restaurant's narrow, clean, and warmly painted. It's pleasant and uncrowded. We sit down. Okay, so you just got something out. Tell me about this, because this is an important part of Burrito Eater lore.
This is the rating score sheet, which when you have 1,000 burritos, you know, it's you don't remember specific details of every one of them. So
that's why you have a blog.
It's a website.
11 years into his unpaid quest to keep tabs on every burrito place in San Francisco, Charles' website is something to behold. The entrance page shows a pop art painting from a random taqueria. Inside, you can sort the reviews by name, by neighborhood, by rating, or by his number of visits. Charles has reviewed Papalote in the Mission District 21 times. This is his 10th trip to La Espiga de Oro, which is his current favorite.
You've ordered your final burrito as the Burrito Eater. How do you feel now?
Still hungry. I don't know, it's starting to hit me a little bit, but that's one of the reasons why I kind of wanted to have a lot of friends with me.
For support?
For, you know, a little bit of emotional support, yeah. I mean,
what do you mean it's starting to hit you a little bit?
Just the fact that this is the last time I'll walk into a taqueria with my score sheet and do my thing.
big work on this setup with deep fried beans.
So the burritos have started to roll out.
That is really good.
It's time for us to get down to business.
I love burritos.
Really good.
Right?
Sure.
Aren't they the best?
Charles bites. Chews. He molds. He pops the last bite in his mouth, and he centers himself over his score sheet.
Numbers.
Here it comes.
Tally.
Couple tens.
You got a 10 on spiciness.
This one is pretty easy to rate because it was so good.
Yeah, 8 on size, 10 on tortilla.
This is one of the highest rated burritos I've ever had.
9.25 for the burrito you just ate.
It speaks for itself.
There's a lot of tens on there.
There are a lot of tens on there.
I've heard plenty of people say something is the best they've ever had. Whatever. When Charles says that, it really does mean something. He ate his favorite burrito at the Little Chihuahua on Divisadero Street. It was a fajita pollo asado worth 9.42 mustaches. It was September 23rd, 2009. You could read about it.
I just want to know what was the all-time lowest score?
Oh, that was it was a two-mustache burrito at a place that I'm actually blanking out the name of. It was bad. Like it was unmelted American cheese food in the burrito.
This one was way better than that. Satisfied, we walk back out onto 24th Street.
Thank you.
So, Charles,
yeah. You
walk out no longer the burrito eater, but a civilian.
I'm still the burrito eater for a little while longer, but I'm on my way to being a civilian, yeah.
So what are your thoughts?
That was a really great burrito, first and foremost.
It's nice that you put the burrito first before yourself.
I'm that unselfish.
Do you feel different than when you walked into La Espiga de Oro today?
I feel quite full.
Here's the last question I have for you, Charles. Now that San Francisco's top resource for burritos and mustaches will be no longer, where are we supposed to go for burrito reviews?
Yelp!
You won't need to go to Yelp yet. There may be no more Burrito Eater, but his website archives will continue to bring burritos and eaters together. You will still be able to read about the 1,000 burritos Charles has eaten. If you think about it that way, all at once, it's pretty gross. But if you take them in one at a time, it's glorious.